Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like your inner critic has a permanent megaphone? You know, that nagging voice constantly whispering doubts and fears into your ear. I'm talking about the kind of self-talk that leaves you feeling deflated, stuck, and just plain miserable. Trust me, I get it, we all have those days when our mind turns into a battlefield of negativity. But guess what? Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to break free from this vicious cycle. Today, we're diving deep into the art of silencing that inner critic and building a more positive, resilient mindset. It's time to reclaim your power and start treating yourself with the kindness and respect you deserve. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you kick negative self-talk to the curb for good. 1. Recognize it's just thoughts. This one is crucial, folks. Negative thoughts are like clouds that drift in and out of your mind, but they don't define you. They're not facts, they're just interpretations. Remember that time you aced that presentation? You didn't become a genius overnight. And when things didn't go your way, you didn't suddenly become an incompetent mess. It's all about perspective. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't let negativity run rampant unchecked. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on distorted beliefs and irrational fears. Once you expose them for what they are, the power diminishes. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. Nobody is perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. When you stumble, don't beat yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Imagine your inner critic is that overbearing aunt who constantly criticizes everything. Learn to politely but firmly set boundaries with her negativity. 4. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes taking control of what's within our power, which is primarily our thoughts and actions. Instead of dwelling on things you can't change, channel your energy into areas where you can make a difference. Want to feel more confident? Work on developing new skills or tackling challenges that stretch you outside your comfort zone. 5. Cultivate gratitude. A grateful heart is a powerful antidote to negativity. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Focusing on the positive helps shift your mindset and create a more optimistic outlook. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like that inner critic is constantly raining on your parade? I bet you've experienced moments where self-doubt creeps in, making you question your abilities or even your worth. Maybe it happened when you faced a tough challenge at work, or perhaps it was during a social situation where you felt awkward or out of place. I vividly remember this one time when I was preparing for a big presentation. My mind was racing with all these negative thoughts. What if I forget what to say? What if they laugh at me? What if I completely bomb it? It was like my brain had transformed into a fear factory, churning out worst-case scenarios left and right. But then I remembered a piece of Stoic wisdom. Focus on what's within your control. Instead of dwelling on a potential for failure, I channeled my energy into preparing thoroughly, practicing my delivery, and visualizing success. As a result, when it came time for the presentation, I felt calm, confident, and even a little bit excited. So how can you put these principles into practice? Start by becoming more aware of your negative self-talk. Pay attention to those thoughts that drag you down and ask yourself, are they truly helpful? Or are they just sabotaging my efforts? Once you've identified the culprits, challenge them with evidence and logic. Replace them with positive affirmations and realistic expectations. Remember, building a resilient mindset takes time and effort, but it's absolutely worth it. Remember, you are not defined by your thoughts. You have the power to choose how you respond to them. So let's silence that inner critic, embrace our inner strength, and live more fulfilling lives. This is just a starting point. There's so much more to explore in the world of Stoicism. Don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism and share your thoughts with me on social media. And most importantly, keep practicing those principles that bring you closer to strength, simplicity, and focus. Until next time, stay strong and keep going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.